Let us go to Ezekiel, the 21st chapter today, and begin in verse 8 for our thought for the day, and that is that God tries by the sword of His Word. God tries by the sword of His Word. God tries with the blessing of that sword, and He tries with the pain of that sword. In other words, God tries with pleasure and pain of His Word. This is a parable here concerning Israel and that how that God was going to chastise this people because of their sin. They were God's people. And when we belong to God, beloved, He will indeed chastise us for our sins and for the things in our lives that are unlike Him. We find these words, again, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord, say a sword is sharpened and also furbished. Now, in the previous verses here in chapter 21, we find God unsheathing His sword. Now, when God unsheaths His sword, that is, He takes it out from its hiding place, takes it out from its sheath, and bears it. That has to do with the revealed Word of God. And beloved, if we're honest and will not hold the truth down, we will know most of the time, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, why God is chastising us if we're honest. Because an unsheathed sword of God's Word is God's pleasure, God's blessing to show us what is not like Him, to show us what is displeasing to Him. If we study our Bibles, we cannot help but find it on the pleasure side as an unsheathed sword, because God's Word declares clear and plain in the holy pages of this Bible what pleases God and what displeases God. Sometimes I speak with people and I counsel with them, and they always say to me, well, I think this, and I don't see any harm in that, and I don't see any wrong over here, and yet they will be under tremendous chastening of the Lord, and yet still arguing of what is right and wrong. Beloved, let God's sharp sword of His Word on the pleasure side begin to show you by cutting off ignorance and darkness in your mind and bringing light and showing you what pleases God and what does not please Him before He has to bring you in further chastisement in order that you might be severed from your sin, from your iniquity, from your transgressions. So the Word of God said, it is sharpened to make a sore slaughter. It is furbished that it may glitter. Should we then make mirth? It contemneth the rod of my son as every tree. Now God sharpens His sword, beloved, with the fiery wrath of His anger against sin. If we will not understand and receive the unsheathed sword, the revealed Word of God, then God will sharpen His Word with His wrath, that His sword will indeed glitter and gleam with chastisement and judgment, that He may cut us from those things that displease Him. And His sword is like a rod that goes out of His mouth. When Jesus Christ comes again in Revelation, the 19th chapter, the Word says that out of His mouth went a sharp two-edged sword that with it He might smite the nations. And so He's going to smite every tree. What kind of tree? Every tree that does not bear fruit. Jesus said, lay the axe at every root of every tree that does not bear good fruit. Jesus cursed the fig tree. He let the sharp two-edged word go out of His mouth and cursed the fig tree, and it withered up from the roots. It was cut down. And so, beloved, likewise in our hearts and lives, if we find our trees withering, as it were, that we planted of our ambitions and our ideas and our opinions and our works, if we find them withering up, let's not get mad at God. Let's not get mad at some other human being. Know that that's the sharp sword of God's Word coming out of His mouth that's laying the axe at the trees that have not been planted by Him in your heart and in your life. And every tree that's not been planted by Him that's bearing forth the fruit of God's Spirit and God's Word, then He's going to lay the sharp two-edged sword, His furbished sword that's been sharpened by His wrath. That's God's goodness and mercy that does that for us. And then it says here, and he hath given it to be furbished that it may be handled. When God furbishes his sword, sharpens it up with his wrath, he does it that it may be handled. And he'll call somebody to handle it. With the Jews on this occasion, God put this sword in the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar did use it. And God did chastise his people. He did chasten them. He did cut them off from their homeland. He did carry them away in captivity. It was nothing but God's prophetic, sharp, two-edged sword, word of judgment that came against his people. And beloved, when God gives the call for it to be handled, never mind, we're finite, and there's no way we can withstand that sword when God puts it in someone's hand. This sword, he said, is sharpened, it is furbished, it is given unto the hand of the slayer. And in our lives, beloved, the slayer is Jesus. God has given the sharp two-edged sword to his son Jesus Christ. Jesus said, all judgment is given unto me by my Father. And so, beloved, Jesus has that sharp two-edged sword, and whom he loveth he chasteneth. And what a blessing to know that we can say, if we're real and sincere, Lord Jesus, put your sharp two-edged sword and cut down every tree in my life that's not been planted by you. Cut down everything that I've planted out of my own ambition, out of my own will, out of my own desire. Be real, beloved, and call unto him and ask him to clean up your life as a Christian. Ask him to make you a better and bigger and more brilliant Christian that you might shine as a bright and shining light in this world. So he said, cry and howl, son of man, for it shall be upon my people. This was not to the sinner. This was not to the person that knew nothing about God. This was to God's special people, Israel. It shall be upon all the princes of Israel. Terrors by reason of the sword shall be upon my people. So, beloved, when God begins to bring the sharp two-edged sword of chastening and testings and trials upon us to sever and to cut out those things in our lives that are unlike him, then we become terrified. We become afraid. You know why we're afraid? Because our hearts are married to the thing that we're afraid we're going to lose. When you're surrendered to Jesus Christ in your heart and your life, then, beloved, there is no fear. If Jesus says, I want this in your life, you willingly say, Lord Jesus, please take it. You can have it. It's a little thing for me to do for you after all that you've given for me. You gave all to me. Surely it's a small thing for me to give a little thing unto thee. And so, beloved, be real today. Call upon him and know that his tests and trials, beloved, in the midst of them is the sharp two-edged sword of his word to sever and cut down the evil trees that will never bring forth the fruit of God's love in your life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word of life and light today. Let it move into the hearts of people. Let it cut out those things that are displeasing to thee. Lord God, bless your people in the midst of the days, and let them be prepared for thy soon coming. Lord Jesus, help them to wash their robes and make them white in the blood of the Lamb, that they might be ready for thy soon appearing, because we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Amen.